Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday. A little proof of life. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of July, 2021. Great to have you with me. It's really happening. Biden is sending community organizers door-to-door with COVID shots. People unqualified to jab you with COVID shots. People who have no right to be at your door. Joe Biden wasn't kidding when his spokesman Jen Psaki said the Biden administration would send people door-to-door to convince people to get the COVID shot. There was a chill sent down the spines of freedom-loving Americans everywhere. Many people saw it as a threat, but now those door-to-door COVID shot salespeople are here, and they've been brought back up with injectors. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra says, "We'll go to you. We'll go to you," and so they are. In North Carolina, health officials are using a far-left community organizing group. There it is. This is Obama. This is all Obama. The ultimate community organizer. The ultimate communist Saul Alinsky community organizer whose goal is to bring down the United States of America. He's going door-to-door to shoot you with poison. Never telling you about the risks. Not one of them will tell you about the people who have died. Not one of them will tell you about the people who have been hospitalized after getting the vaccine with blood clots and heart inflammation and heart attacks and strokes and lung disease. Not one of them will tell you about all the people who have COVID for the first time after getting the COVID shot. Not one of them will tell you in the United States thousands dead from the COVID shot and hundreds of thousands crippled. Not one of them will tell you almost 20,000 dead from the COVID shot in Europe and millions crippled. I think it's 2.75 million at this point who have severe adverse reactions and many of them crippled for life. And no one will tell you about the pregnant women who get the vaccine and spontaneously abort their babies in huge numbers, huge percentages. It's scary stuff. A WCNC TV reporter says now instead of educating and encouraging people to go and get vaccinated, they're actually going to have a public health member on hand to give a shot right on the spot. These people educating and encouraging and calling in injectors are actually radical community activists who probably got a grant from the government as a way of keeping them paid until the next election cycle when they could be out campaigning for communist causes. It is absolutely chilling. It is Big Brother at its finest. It is the downfall of the United States. And just remember, your answer is, get off my property. I'm calling the police, and I'm going to make a citizen's arrest. Get out of my neighborhood. You are trespassing. And just to show you what we're dealing with this administration, the Biden White House refuses to say Cubans are opposing communism. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to blame communism for the unrest in Cuba today when asked by Peter Doocy of Fox News whether communism was the reason that people might want to flee Cuba for the U.S. And Doocy's only mistake, by the way, he should have said socialism. Because communism and socialism are the same thing. They're part and parcel of the exact same thing. Every country that's communist has a socialist economic system, and usually the political party banner they run under is the socialist party. Every communist country still has socialist economic system, and very often, generally, they run on the socialist party ticket. The context of Ducey's question was a previous query about a statement Tuesday by the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, that Cubans and Haitians should not come to the U.S. By sea, though, the administration is making illegal entry easier through land border with Mexico. Does any of this make any sense? I think what they're afraid of, I'm just guessing here, just my gut instinct is, everybody coming from Mexico and Central America wants socialism and cradle-to-grave welfare and food stamps and free health care and a thousand other things free. But the people coming from Cuba are anti-communists, and they'll want to come to America and work and eventually vote Republican. And I always joked, but I was always serious. It was never a joke. I mean, I meant it, even though it's a funny line. But if you want to see a wall built and you want to see Democrats against the wall, they put millions of capitalists from all over the world on the other side of the border waiting to get in. And the Democrats will build a wall in 5 minutes. Because they don't want to let any capitalists in. You know, let all the capitalists of England and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, and let them all be white, and the Democrat Party will build a wall in a second. No more opposition to the wall, letting in white capitalists and white conservatives. How about Israelis? If you let in the whole Israel, you'd have nothing but the hardest working people in the world, the smartest people in the world, the most educated people in the world, and people who understand the danger of radical Islam. And the Democrat Party would say, build that wall and don't let him in, and put a boat with alligators around the wall. And sure enough, I'm right, because here it is. It's not a joke. People are fleeing communism, and the Democrats don't want to let them in. They're warning them not to come in. Crazy. Marco Rubio says Anthony Blinken wants a United Nations probe on American racism, but he has no interest in any probe in Cuba. There they just hate you because you're a capitalist. There they hate you if you are a critic of the president of Cuba. For that alone, you go to jail, you get tortured, you get raped, you get murdered. Shot by firing squad. Stripped of all of your dignities and stripped of all of your assets. They steal it all. Government steals it in a country where people can't keep guns. And he doesn't want, Blinken doesn't want any UN probe on China and China, Cuba and communism, or China and communism. That's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, for those who don't know. Our Secretary of State invited the United Nations to investigate racism in America while not doing squat, Rubio says, to get the UN to prevent state-sponsored murder just 90 miles off our shores in Cuba. Rubio says they invite the UN to investigate contemporary forms of racism in America, but don't do squat to get the UN to investigate and get involved in preventing state-sponsored murder 90 miles off our shores in Cuba. Rubio tweeted Wednesday upon the announcement by the secretary that America was not shrink from scrutiny of her human rights record. Here they are. Just like in Israel, it's the same thing. Israel is a great country just like America. And the United Nations is Human Rights Commission is constantly condemning and investigating Israel and coming up with reasons to attack Israel and condemn Israel and vilify Israel. At the same time, the members of the Human Rights Commission that are vilifying Israel are the world's worst murderers and torturers and rapists. A few minutes later, Rubio again tweeted at Blinken by suggesting that he ask the UN to go to Cuba, where an evil socialist regime storms into people's homes, beats the crap out of them, and then drags them away. Rubio's comments come as Bloody Monday left Cuban protesters beaten and shot by Cuban police for protesting communism and Marxism. 57 people have either disappeared or been arrested since protests erupted throughout the island Sunday night. There's a near nationwide internet blackout, severely limiting the ability of protesters to share updates and images from the protest. God knows how many people they've killed in the streets. How many people they've arrested in the streets. Why wouldn't we be supporting liberty? Libertà. Why wouldn't we be? Because our government is communist, just like Cuba. It's the same people. Rubio, Marco Rubio, U.S. Senator, Florida, also calls out Twitter, calls them hypocrites for banning Trump but not Cuban socialist dictator Miguel Diaz-Canel for inciting violence and protests. They won't take him off the platform. Hey, Marco, maybe you should have named Wayne Allyn Root. They banned me for life from Twitter. Did I kill anyone? Did I violate anyone's human rights? Did I rape anyone? Did I brutalize anyone? Did I leave someone beaten and bloody in the street? Did I drag someone away in the middle of the night? Did I strip someone of their constitutional rights? Did I treat them like dogs? I shouldn't say that because I have dogs and I treat my dogs better than most people in America, but did I treat them like some sort of zoo animal? Did I strip away their entire life savings and steal it on behalf of the government? Rubio acknowledged that Twitter should not be banning anybody, but pointed out the hypocrisy of allowing a brutal socialist dictator to incite a civil war in Cuba after banning American politicians and activists. And there he goes, talking about Wayne Allyn. There it is. They're inciting civil war in Cuba, and they've done nothing, he continued. Do you know why they've done nothing? Because they're hypocrites. If that was a right-wing strongman doing the same things, Twitter would ban their account. True. So true. And what do we have left in this segment? Like a minute? All right. Am I good? I said it like a minute. It's a minute five. Kat Sandler, a host, I believe, from E! Network, a former host from E! Network, is sick with COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. And she says, Delta is relentless. I'm telling you this so that you understand the pandemic is very much not over, the former E! Host warned. Isn't it funny how liberals in Hollywood give you all the wrong messages? Of course COVID's bad. The flu is bad. Who hasn't had a bad case of the flu and lied curled up in a fetal position wishing they were dead? At least you say that. And then afterwards, what do you say? You say, that thing almost killed me. It was the most miserable week of my life. I hear that all the time for 20 years from people. Not from me. Not from me. By the way, I have no financial interest in vitamin C, no interest in probiotics, no financial interest in zinc, no financial interest in garlic, chiolic garlic, or colloidal silver. None. But I take them, and I haven't had the flu in 30 years. Maybe you should give that message, Kat Sandler.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back. money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to my show on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is my podcast, which is really a hot streaking seller. My podcast, if you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. It's called War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. It's now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories that every conservative, patriot, Christian, and deplorable needs to hear. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? Where do you download it? iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So I try and give you lessons all the time, right? About other countries, things that are happening in other countries. We don't want it to become the same way in America. Cuba is certainly lesson one, communist country, communist/socialist country. And the people are in the streets starving and telling you that their country is a mess, a disaster, and they're sick of their lives being ruined by socialism and communism. And yet, what does the Biden administration stand for? Exactly that in the United States, socialism and communism. How about South Africa? 72 dead, and a baby is thrown from a burning mall as food and gas run out. South Africa, 1,234 arrested, rioting and looting in South Africa, which has spread to Johannesburg. Remember, I give speeches 4 times in a 2-year period in South Africa, including Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Shocking video from a burning mall in Durban showing a woman throwing a baby from the second floor where it was caught by a crowd of onlookers. Thank God the child was unhurt from a burning mall. The government has called up 70,000 soldiers to enforce COVID lockdowns, but only 2,500 largely ineffective troops to fight the largest insurrection in South Africa since the end of apartheid in 1994. Videos show police letting looters escape or participating in looting themselves. I'm telling you, America is inches away from this. You have no idea. Don't you remember last summer? Last summer? Cities burning all in the name of Black Lives Matter? What do you think's going on in South Africa? It's all about looting. It's not about George Floyd. It was about people wanting a new TV set, a new pair of Air Jordans. In South Africa, it's all about looting. The situation in KwaZulu-Natal province is becoming dire. Stores are empty and closed. Gas is running out. One farmer was forced to dump 28,000 liters of milk a day amid the riots. National warehouse situated in KwaZulu-Natal, the biggest food distribution center in Africa and South Africa, is being looted to the bone by thousands of looters. This means that not only retail, but even the bulk supply food channels are being destroyed. There will be starvation and famine as early as next week. Shops that are open are running out of stock due to panic buying. It'll be the biggest food crisis in Africa since the Ethiopian famine in 1984. There is no bread, there is no meat, there is no milk, there is no gas, no essential supplies in most parts of Durban. God, I can still remember giving a speech in Durban and then afterwards jogging on the promenade along the beach and thinking what a beautiful place it was. It's literally burning to the ground. Wealthy families are evacuating while they could still get out. No police or military in sight. And where police are present, they watch looters without lifting a finger. Don't you understand what's happening in big cities in America? It's just like this. It's going to be this bad. The police are no longer in control. You were so quick to hate them and defund them. And I kept saying, I kept warning, they're the thin blue line. You've got nothing without the police. Your very normal life turns disastrous and tragic overnight, within hours. When people realize there's no police to protect you, the animals are out. The animals are shooting and stabbing and slashing and killing. And carjacking and home invading. Without the police, there is no America. Without property rights, there is no America. Without capitalism, there is no America. What do you think makes America great? That was it. Our military willing to kill to keep America safe and free. And our free speech and our right to carry guns. And capitalism and economic freedom and personal freedom. And the police, that's what makes America great. Take away the police and we're just another nation filled with animals running through the streets, killing each other, setting each other on fire. Wayne Allyn, it's coming. Trust me. Democrats have made it so.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals. Powell said while testifying before a House, inflation will likely remain high in the coming months before moderating. However, Powell said there's currently strong economic growth driven by coronavirus vaccinations. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is suing the Biden administration to restart border wall construction.
The Constitution says that the president and an executive or agency cannot ignore the will of the people as appropriated through Congress.
He says Congress allocated more than $5 billion to construct fencing and walls around the southern border. Bush joining Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who announced Monday that he's seeking an injunction against Biden's efforts to stop border wall construction. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne on Root. The Warriors with you. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Los Angeles. The show. I love working out hard every day, 90 minutes every day. I did 60 this morning. And then I did a couple of conference calls and then a meeting outside of my office. And then I got back to the office and did another 30. So I did my 90, see? Two workouts in the same day to get to 90. But guess what? It hurts. It causes serious aches and pains. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Redskin and Raider quarterback, about this problem, the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. It'll heal your body. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like a million bucks. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD is the best, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, and it works. For my listeners only, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering up to 25% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to 25% off SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. We've got our guest here, Bob Lawson. He's the co-author of Socialism Sucks, Two Economists Drink Their Way Through the Unfree World. It's Bob Lawson and Ben Powell who wrote the book. And Bob Lawson, great to have you on. Yes, socialism absolutely sucks.
Hey, Wayne, good to talk to you again.
So isn't it funny, the timing that you're on the show for an interview with a book called Socialism Sucks, and we've got the people of Cuba in the streets basically screaming, socialism sucks.
Yeah, it's certainly gratifying to see Cubans, you know, waving the American flag. And I just saw a great one a minute ago on Twitter, a picture of Che Guevara in a dumpster. It's certainly great to see. You know, we don't know how it's going to end for them, but, you know, you got to applaud these brave Cubans who are getting out on the streets and trying to get some change there.
But don't you find it amazing that Biden doesn't want them? He's telling them stay away because he's scared. I always said if you took a bunch of white capitalists escaping all the communist countries in the world and you put them on the border with Mexico trying to get into America, the Democrats would build a wall in a week. Because they don't want white capitalists. They don't want anybody as a capitalist. White, black, Hispanic, they don't want anyone. You know, if you brought the whole Israel to America's border, they'd say, keep them out, build the wall, put alligators in a moat, don't let them in. But it's obvious they want all the poor people of the world from socialist nations who believe in socialism, who believe in cradle-to-grave welfare. But what they're scared of is people from a nation like Cuba that are running away because they know how bad communism is, and they're coming here to be capitalists. They don't want them, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. Today I saw one of the Biden administration people saying, you know, hey, don't come to America, Cubans. You know, I'm like, well, you know, this is like telling, you know, I don't know. I shouldn't say what I was going to say. So it's just horrific, though, that we would tell these people that they have to stay in this imprisoned island under these, you know, totalitarian conditions.
Well, terrible. Hey, Bob, it's not just terrible. It's hypocritical because they're saying if you come on land through Mexico, everybody comes in and we'll never deport anyone. We'll never send you back. All kids are welcome. All pregnant women are welcome. All sick people are welcome. We'll give you free health care. So why is that not count for the island of Cuba?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you know, I think consistency demands we either let them all in or don't let any of them in, or maybe we ought to be a little judicious. I mean, we're not talking about people here who are, you know, coming to suck on our welfare state. These are people that are desperate to leave these, you know, this horrible communist nation.
Well, that's why he doesn't want them.
A little bit more favorably.
That's my point. He wants the ones that like socialism, and he doesn't want the ones that hate socialism, right? And so let me. This is a great time to ask the author of Socialism Sucks a very simple question. I think it's time for all of us to call Democrats communists. That's what they are. And they hate it. They recoil. They can't stand being called communists, but they're proud to be called socialists. So I'm always educating people. There really isn't any difference between socialism and communism. Isn't socialism just the economic system of a communist nation? I mean, in Cuba, it's a communist nation, but they've got a socialist economic system, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, without getting deep into Marx's actual weird philosophy, that's actually correct. I mean, you can't actually have a statewide, a nationwide kind of socialist system without a completely totalitarian political system that we usually call communist. I mean, the two go hand in hand. You saw what happened, you see what's happened in Venezuela. Venezuela kind of started out as democratic socialist, but right now it's just plain old socialist. There's a democratic associated with it. I think we could call them communists now. I mean, that's what they are. So trying to, you know, the Democrats in America want to say, hey, you know, socialism, the way we're going to do it will be democratic. But, you know, it's never been done like that anywhere else in the world, and for good reason. You can't control people's economic lives without also controlling their political lives, their speech, you know, who they work, how they worship, and everything else.
Well, and that's what's happening. By the way, Bob, how could you ever say socialism is different than communism? Communism isn't about, you know, grabbing people's money. Communism is about, you know, arresting them in the middle of the night and censoring them and banning them and raping them and shooting them and torturing them. But right now in America, when you talk about door-to-door vaccines, and you talk about invading people's private texts and changing the words if they say something negative about vaccines, and you talk about vaccine passports, and you talk about banning Wayne Root for life from Twitter, which I am, doesn't that sound like communism, not just socialism to you?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that we're seeing, or I mean, I'm on a college campus. I think you're seeing the speech police on college campuses, because this is the thing, the socialist economy, which sounds like, oh, we're just going to have the government run the, I don't know, the factories or something. But a socialist economy requires not just control over the means of production, it requires control over the hearts and minds of citizens. And if they don't agree, you've got to force them to. That's been part of socialism from day one.
And that's what they're doing with the experimental vaccine. You know, I want no part of it. It's an experimental vaccine. No one knows what it's going to do in people's bodies a year from now and 2 years from now. But I know what it's doing right now. A lot of people are having blood clots and heart inflammation and heart attacks and dying from the vaccine or getting COVID after getting the vaccine, even though the vaccine was supposed to be the panacea that saved us from COVID. So why would the government at that moment in time, knowing how bad the injuries on the VAERS report are from the vaccine, why would they be trying to force us door to door to take vaccines? Isn't that a little confusing to you?
Well, you know, I really don't know much about that, to be perfectly fair. I actually got my vaccine.
Well, you don't have to know about vaccines. You just have to know about forcing people, Bob, to take vaccines.
No,
that's the only thing I'm asking.
Absolutely.
You know?
I don't think we've ever forced people. We've certainly never gone to these lengths over, frankly, a fairly routine infectious disease.
There you go. A very routine. A flu.
Vaccines for some things, schools and some things. But like this level of requirement, that's pretty much unprecedented.
So I guess we'll finish the interview by asking you to kind of sum up what could come from Cuba. Will Cuba inspire? First of all, do you think there's any chance that these protests will grow so large and they will force the Cuban regime out? Could that happen?
I think we think it would be unlikely. You know, they've had protests in Cuba before, and what's happened is the Cuban government has in fact responded with some liberalizations. They've actually done some liberalizations in the last year because of COVID. I mean, the country's broke. I mean, the government is broke. The cruise ships aren't with Canadian tourists. They're not coming to Cuba anymore, so they're broke. And so they started to liberalize the economy to get, like, some hope for people to do things. And so people are now demanding this. They're going to keep liberalizing. I think it's going to go more like China, where the communist, totalitarian jackboots running the Cuban economy are going to slowly release some freedom to Cubans to engage in private commercial activities, private businesses, and hopefully trade with the rest of the world. You know, we have a U.S. embargo, but the fact is Cuba doesn't trade much with countries that there's no embargo. There's no embargo with Mexico or Brazil. And Cuba needs to open up its economy. And for my case, I think the United States should probably trade more freely with Cuba, too. Our policy really hasn't worked, so let's move on.
What's interesting about what you just said, and we're talking to Bob Lawson, co-author with Ben Powell of Socialism Sucks. What's interesting, if you had said 5 years ago what you just said, that, you know, Cuba will liberalize so that they become more like China, that was a big compliment 5 years ago. It's not a compliment anymore because I thought China was becoming a very capitalist nation. In many ways, I thought even more capitalist than America. And all of a sudden, they've taken many steps backwards. It's very clear that they're a communist regime and they'll put you in prison and have you, you know, breaking rocks for the rest of your life if you disagree with the administration or shoot you with a firing squad. They are authoritarian fascist regime. So if Cuba liberalizes like China, that's no longer much of a compliment, right?
No, I mean, certainly not politically. I mean, but the fact is, though, the liberalizations in China have, you know, generated immense creation of wealth.
Of money, yeah. Money they're making, yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, to the extent you care about the actual lives of Chinese people, those liberalizations have helped a lot. And I think the same thing could happen, would happen in Cuba. Obviously, it's not enough. We want political freedom, not just economic freedom. In both
Cuba. All right, Bob. Bob Lawson, co-author with Ben Powell of Socialism Sucks, two economists drink their way through the unfree world. Grab a copy. Bob, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, way down the route. I could say it officially. Socialism sucks. I don't need the book to tell me. Socialism sucks. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. A lot of news stories. I'm trying to find the most important ones to talk to you about because we always run out of time in the show to tell you about all of them. But here's a few of them. First of all, inflation is just a terrible thing. It always has been. It always will be. And everywhere you look are signs of massive inflation in the United States. And today a report of producer price inflation came out, and it surged 7.3%. I believe that's the highest ever. It's the highest since the index was first introduced in 2010. So, I mean, it's accurate to say it's the largest increase in the history of the index, which has only been around for, 11 years. But still, it's the highest in history. 7.3%. And we all know it's always been a scam. It's a scam. During the whole Obama years, there was massive inflation, and all the government ever said was there was no inflation. Because all the things that were going up, they took out of the inflation index. Houses and cars and food and whatever was going up, health insurance was going way up under Obama, quadrupling. It wasn't in the index, so you couldn't tell. There was massive inflation. So when they tell you there's massive inflation, that means there's double massive inflation. It's not 7%, it's probably 14%. Producer price inflation surges 7.3%. And most people still don't understand the significance of that. What that means is Biden has given away so much money and spent so much money that money isn't worth anything anymore. So you might have $100 in your pocket and you used to have $20 under Trump and you go, wow, this guy Biden is great. Except your $100 isn't worth 12 cents. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. It's very scary. Obama's health secretary, former Obama administration Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, was recently on CNN, and she argued that unvaccinated Americans are impinging on others' rights. She argued that unvaccinated Americans should not be allowed to work or be around children. She made the extraordinary and controversial claims on CNN. These are sick people. These are very, very mentally ill, sick, control-free communist scum. That's what these people are. We're in a situation, she says, we have a wildly effective vaccine. Really? Who told you that? In every nation in the world that has the highest vaccination rates, there's lots of new COVID. It's not a wildly effective vaccine. And even though they keep screaming that it works against the variant, it doesn't work against the variant. They're lying. So now you're going to need a booster shot. How do you know? Because they've announced you're going to need booster shots. Some of them want you to get shots every month. We're in a situation where we have a wildly effective vaccine. And we have folks who are just saying, I won't do it. I think it's time to say to those folks, it's fine if you don't choose to get vaccinated, but you can't come to work anymore. You may not have access to a situation where you're going to put my grandchildren in jeopardy, where you might kill them. First of all, there's no grandchildren dying anywhere in America. The numbers are so tiny, they don't even reach anything above zero. I mean, I'm sure there's been several children who have died from COVID. God forbid. So sorry. Don't want it to happen to anybody. But it's such a low number that it still statistically looks like zero. So it's so ridiculous. She says, I think at the point we're at, freedom is one thing, but freedom when you harm others, like secondhand smoke, and you can't drive drunk. These people are sick in the head. Comparing not taking the vaccine to driving drunk and smoking and blowing in front of someone's face so they get secondhand cancer. You can't smoke inside of a public place where you give people cancer in spite of them never been a smoker. No, it's the other way around, you idiot. The people who get the vaccine are the ones who are endangering everyone else. What we needed was immunity. We needed all of us to get enough, or at least enough of us to get sick, to establish some sort of an immunity to the flu. This is the flu. Nobody can demand you get an untested, rushed-to-production experimental vaccine. Someone's got to sue. This is against the law. It's human rights. You cannot force people to take an experimental vaccine. So I think she says we've reached the point in the United States where those of us who are vaccinated, I want to take off my mask. I haven't had a mask on in a year. I don't know what you're talking about, lady. I'm being impugned and impinged by people who say, I don't want to get vaccinated. She says, that's fine. I want them to have a limitation on where they can go and who they can infect. Wow, she's pretty sick. She's sick in the head. She's a Nazi. There's a problem with Sebalius' argument. And here it is, it says, if people are afraid of COVID, they're free to get the vaccination. Vaccinations protect you from getting COVID. If other people don't want to get the vaccination, that's their personal decision. It's my body, my choice. No, I would give a better argument. If vaccines work, why would you care if I get them? If vaccines work and you're getting them and your kids are getting them and your grandkids are getting them, and if masks work and you wear them and your kids wear them and your grandchildren wear them, I don't need the vaccine and I don't need a mask because I can't hurt you. But see, you're admitting none of them work. If masks work, it wouldn't matter if I wore a mask or not. You're safe if you choose to wear one. And if vaccines worked, it wouldn't matter if I got a vaccine or not, because I couldn't possibly infect you. You're admitting vaccines don't work. Masks don't work. You're a liar, you're mentally ill, you're a communist, and you're a Nazi.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Senior Choice Plans,